I've been driving this train. Years in this lane, there's no stopping this flame. Cause I came to the game and I changed it to play. How I like, rearranged it to my own domain. Yeah, I got what it takes, made lots of mistakes. Taking shots, skipping breaks, feeling lost, feeling great. Popping off, singing straight, never stopped, never changed. All the squad here to play and I've got something to say, yeah. I work hard each and every day. I get lost in the words I say. I don't push pause, no, I push play. I won't stop till I make a change. I withdraw on the things I make. I turn flaws into flawless traits. I build tall, never cap in space. I won't stop till I hear him say.
All right, this is Dr. M. Fanakpan. I'm excited to be here with everybody. Make sure to like and subscribe. I always got to say that because that way you get notified about new content. You get notified about new videos. You can see what's going on. I always love to get your feedback. I always love to find out what you think about the material. And today's topic is really near and dear to me. I've been spending so much time on AI, and you know, you may not have heard me talk about the metaverse, and I wanted to just jump in because there's been so many updates to a very near and dear platform to me called Virbela Frames. And I began using Frames during the pandemic. So if you want to go back to 2020, and as we moved into 2021, and things were going online, we were having Zoom and Zoom classes. Frame was an amazing way to engage with students, to work with students, especially, I want to say this, especially in hybrid environments where you have students in class and then some students were online, it was a great way to engage with them and connect with them in an environment where they could actually do assignments, do work. So I was really amazed by it. And if you think about it, you had Zoom. However, this was more of a video game feel, more of an immersive experience that students can access directly on their computer, their laptop, or their phone. So I thought this was really a great opportunity. And you can set up lessons and activities in there as well. So I wanted to show you some of that. Also show you some of the updates because they've really improved the platform, made some of the transitions and some of the updates to the platform, really just making it a better user experience, making it a lot easier to use. So let's take a look. So I'm going to share my screen. So when I go in here, I've already set up my frame. So this is, and that's me. So that's my avatar that I've set up. Looking pretty dapper, I think. Looking pretty dapper. And I'm in this frame, which is an office room. And in these frames, really, this is really a metaverse type of, PowerPoint almost, because you can take, you can maneuver from one frame to another, kind of like a PowerPoint. So I'm in this frame. Let's see if I can add a destination. No. Well, let me just show you some of the things. I'm the only person in here right now. Now, I created this office space. So let's kind of walk around. And you walk around, look at that. You look at the movement there. And that's pretty neat. So you can walk around in this office space and you can have private rooms. So if there's someone else or other individuals who are in the frame, you can go into the rooms. You can have private conversations. You can talk. You can meet in the rooms, especially when you see these green. So if you see these green lines, these are private spaces or sound spaces. So when you go in here, you hear that noise. That means you can go in and have a private conversation. So if you think about breakout rooms in Zoom, that would be the equivalent, I would say, of a separate breakout room. But the neat thing is you can actually go into these rooms at will, decide where you want to go, and then have your private conversations. So if you notice something here, and this is pretty neat, this is new. So you have this kind of, you know, view where you can kind of look on top of things, you're behind things. One thing, so this is in, I'm going to take it out of edit mode. If you want to look at some of the avatar settings. So I'm a human. You can change the face shape. So masculine, feminine, neutral, skin tone. Just give me a little more color. So you can have the eye color brown, body color blue, hairstyle short. You can even have dreads. I want the dreads, right? I'll go back up to, it's baseball. Let's see what the afro looks like. Oh, that's funny. Baseball with short. I thought that was really funny. Oh, wow. Let's see. Fedora long, a faux hawk. I never knew what that type of haircut was called. That's a mohawk. They're short. I wanted to kind of, I was looking for something else. Military short, let's see what that is. No. Long, wavy, okay. I don't know what an old dango. I think I will see if we can. We're a little stuck here now. Let's see what we can do. There it is. I'm going to try to get it to go back to, let's go back to short. Facial hair, let's get rid of it. None. I don't have facial hair. Let's go to tone. There we go. I like the tone 6. No facial hair, black. Glasses, none. Earrings, none. Outfit, let's see. Formal, let's do, okay. Informal. Let's go back to formal. Bottoms, navy. Shoe color, black. Okay, great. So we did a little switching up on that, which I thought was neat. What else was I going to do? So these are the settings for the avatar. We've got the user settings. That's me. And let's see what else we want to do. Let's go to frame settings. I have more frames than this. So, but we, now this is pretty neat. You can start a screen capture. So that's pretty cool. So there's a lot of new features here. So, and you can even go 3D generation, supports Apple Vision Pro, Neo Office, Zoom to Stage. That's pretty cool. Wildcard prompting. So it's pretty neat. So you got some pretty neat new features. Scene one of one. So there's no other scenes here. That's one thing. Let me see if we can use the, it's gonna catch my thumbs up. It's okay. Let's see if we get the thumbs up feature. No, camera's not catching it. But anyway, so we're in one of the rooms. Let's walk around a little bit more. So we've gone through one of the rooms. Here's a bigger kind of conference room type of space. So you come in. So again, once you see that green and then you hear that sound, that means what stays in here is in here. So you're having a private conversation. Now, what's neat about this right here is that you can click plus and you can add images. You can add, let me see what I've got in here. This is the thumbnail for this. So you can add an image to this screen. Let me delete it. You can, the stock ticker, that's pretty neat. You can add a poll. So you can create a poll, what you want to ask the audience, etc. So you can set that up. And pretty much instantly on this board, you can have a streaming screen, a whiteboard. So you can write on this board and others can come and write on the board. So people can write on the board, which I think is pretty neat. So you can clear it. What else can you add in here? A web browser. Yeah, one frame at once. So I already have a web browser. Let's look at the news. So you can search headlines. So this is pretty neat. You can add audio, a 360 video, 360 photo. You can add a video here, stock ticker. So let's see. They've got Apple automatically up here. So it looks like it's loading. I don't know if you can see that. So there we go. So you can add a stock ticker here. So we've got Apple. So these are some things you can do. So imagine if you're having a presentation, you can pull these items up. So can other individuals who are in this room and in this frame. And what's pretty neat is that now you've got these, where you see these plus and delete signs throughout. This is where you can add these items throughout the space. So if you go in here, you can see something I've added or had in here for a while. This is actually a syllabus for a course. Let's see. Look at it. So there's a syllabus. You can put it on your screen. So it's a course syllabus. You can look at, you can add it to your screen. And now you can have individuals coming in and kind of talking about it and discussing it and going over it. So this is a this is an old course syllabus of mine. Hold on, where am I? Way up on it. Yeah, so this is an old course syllabus of mine, but you can get the idea of how you can. Oh, I can't walk through the wall. That was pretty neat. It let me kind of float through it, but I wanted to show you this. Let me get out of these little rooms and spaces. Yeah, but these are all different office spaces, and you see those pluses and deletes where you can add stuff to it, take stuff away. So this is pretty, I think it's pretty neat. They really did some great upgrades to it. Look at that. You can look at the ceiling. They really made some interesting upgrades. I like this little thing here. It's the webcam, you got the megaphone, there's the seat. So you're sitting down. So yeah, it is pretty cool. So that's the, we're at the seat. Pretty neat, I would say. Let's see, there's the emoji. I'm throwing up a smiley face. Yeah, I love to find out what you think about frames, about, you know, what you can do with this. If you think about any type of any type of ideas you may have. So these are some of the, I just went to another frame. So this is another one that I have that was set up. This one, oh wow, I use this one so much. Let's see if some of my assignments are in here. This was a good one. So I use this Expo Center. Let's kind of walk around in here. So if you go up here, and they've added so much to it. So if you kind of go up the stairs and we kind of walk around, you can get a view overall in the Expo Center. Look at that walk. That's pretty interesting. So if you go up, you can kind of, let's see, I'll turn it around. But you can kind of look out over the Expo Center, if you can see. So you can see there's lots of rooms and spaces where you can kind of collaborate, work. So it's a huge, this is more of an open kind of space with the Expo Center. So I think it's pretty, pretty interesting to have these different areas down here. And remember, you can come in, you can add different items, and those items can be activities for your courses or for your students, you know. So I think it's pretty neat on what you can do. Okay, let's go to my scenes. So I've got a couple of scenes in here. Let's go to this one. So this is what I meant by the different scenes in a particular frame. So in this one, it looks the same, but if you notice, there's some added items to it. There's some different items that are added to this particular frame. And we're going down. So if you go down, you notice I've already got the whiteboards. They're added here. I've got some snaps, stock information. So these are some activities that I've set up. You can tell how old this is because I still have Twitter here. But these are some activities that I set up to have the students work on in this particular frame. And you can see there's, so when you move the scenes, we're still in the same frame or in the same expo center, but you can create scenes in that particular room. So by changing the scenes, this is what I mean, it's more like a PowerPoint. You can actually change the experiences. Everyone stays in the same place, but the activities can change. So if you notice with this, if you've seen here, something's popped up over on the other side. So you can have everyone in the same frame or in the same room, and then you can go ahead and just change everything around. So in this case, I've got another whiteboard here, and I was giving them a lecture, and there's a poll, and then there's activities. So you can set all of this up for your students, and then they can go in there and work on items. So it is great. They've made some updates, especially with these pluses where you can easily add items to it. So I think they've really streamlined the room. And the other thing you got to remember, this is completely free. So there is no cost to use these tools. So that was a little update on the frame. Really love to hear what you think, your comments and questions. I'll be pushing this out. Now you can upload videos 20 up to 30 minutes on TikTok. So I'm going to upload this whole video on TikTok and then really snippets on YouTube. So I'd love to hear what you think. All right.
Veins, I've been driving this train, years in this lane, there's no stopping this flame, cause I came to the game and I changed it to play, how I like, rearranged it to my own domain, yeah, I got what it takes, made lots of mistakes, taking shots, skipping breaks, feeling lost, feeling great, popping off, singing straight, never stopped, never changed, all the squad here to play, and I've got something to say, yeah, I work hard each and every day, I get lost in